Hey everybody, this is Jason Griffey at jasongriffey.net with another short little podcast here. This time I wanted to talk a little bit about some hardware and some things that may be coming down the hardware pike this fourth quarter of 2009 that might be interesting to libraries. Looks like there's a resurgence of interest in what's called tablet computing, that is computing where there's no keyboard. You have a touch screen interface directly to the screen. And the two big players here seem to be a brand new hardware device called the CrunchPad, which is being designed and put out by Mike Arrington of TechCrunch. He decided about 18 months ago or so that he thought that tablet computing had a chance again, and has been working on a design that we've seen prototypes. And the CrunchPad is effectively a piece of glass with a web browser behind it, and that's about it. It doesn't have any local storage. It doesn't have an operating system to speak of. It has a very minimal Linux install that boots directly into a browser, and it's got a wireless chip and a battery, and that's it. Nothing but that. So why do I think that's interesting? I think it's interesting because most of what we provide these days, we're providing online. Libraries basically have moved most of their discovery tools online these days. And having a single piece of computing equipment that can get people into your content that is as flexible as a tablet might be interesting. They're going to be inexpensive. The rumor right now is $299. We'll see kind of how that works when it actually comes out. But I am looking forward to being able to purchase a handful of these and just hang them on walls so that people can kind of, search your catalog, search your databases, etc., by just kind of walking up to a little, it looks like a picture frame on a wall, and interacting directly with your catalog. You could put them on the end caps of your shelves in order to help findability. People can check things through the web that way. They're just going to be really flexible, very low-cost little computing devices that are just screens that people can interact with. So I think there's some interesting opportunities there for libraries. The other big tablet rumor is coming out, hopefully, fourth quarter of this year, is the Apple tablet, Macintosh tab, iTablet, whatever it is they're going to call it. Been rumors of this for going on 2 years now, that Apple is working on a tablet device that would be roughly twice the size of an iPhone, with a similar kind of design aesthetic, just a piece of glass again with an interface. The problem here is that we haven't seen demos. We don't know what it's going to be. We don't know what it's going to do. We don't even know if it really exists. It's very interesting if they go down that road. There's a lot of things that I think that they could do with it, but that one is far less fleshed out. So I'm not willing to, without knowing a little more, I'm not willing to really guess as to what it is that they have planned. But I am very, very excited for the CrunchPad, and if and when that is released, I will be picking one up for the library pretty fast in order to test it and see what we can do to have some fun with it. So anyway, hope everybody's having a great week. Have a great weekend, and I will see you next week. Bye.